This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
This holiday season is particularly busy for food pantries, nonprofits that collect and distribute food to Americans who can't afford it. Many food assistance programs started buying staples like turkeys and hams back in the spring to meet holiday demand. The need for assistance went up during the recession, and food pantries have had to evolve. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The Father Fred Foundation operates a food pantry serving some 6,500 families in Traverse City, Michigan. Standing in front of five industrial refrigerators, Donna Broyles, a manager at the foundation, says these turkeys will all be gone in a matter of hours.
This looks like a lot of poultry, but I can assure you, with 200 families a day, these will be gone quickly and we'll need to replenish over and over again.
Broyle says the average visitor only comes in four times per year, reflecting a new kind of marginal food insecurity resulting from stagnant wages, underemployment, or ongoing fallout from the recession. Bill Bowling is director of the Atlanta Community Food Bank. He says a growing political resistance to food aid doesn't make economic sense.
If we can get better health outcomes, if we can get better educational outcomes, if kids can learn better by being fed, they're our future workers.
Despite an annual surge of holiday donations, Bowling notes that food pantries feed people every day, not just during the holidays. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.